Two wags, two bikes, and a posse of well-armed men all descended on Oscar Tango's dig site, accompanied by their long shadows cast by the late afternoon sun.
They're coming at us like pirates of the high seas. This is extraordinary.
Christy grabbed Doc's arm and yanked him aside.
Be impressed later, Doc. For now, just run.
They're boxing us in.
Get to cover. Get to cover.
Oscar's crew sought cover, firing from behind the shelter of their own wag as a man called Trow took the wheel. Trow pedaled, but the heavy wag needed two men to properly work it, and it just eased forward at a snail's pace. The man working the digger shifted the sticks and swung the scoop around with a belch of black smoke, batting one of the bikes flat as it tore past, sending its encased drivers into a spin as it went hurtling into the exposed grave.
Here we go again.
JB had his trusted M4000 shotgun out, and he found himself pressed to the side of their wag, along with Oscar himself.
Nope. Damn. I thought this was over.
You know the rules, Oz. Ain't over till the last corpse hits the ground.
Oscar smiled tightly, revealing the Smith & Wesson .45 caliber he had drawn out of his side holster.
That's the way it always was, Johnny. Go for the circling wag, yeah?
Got it.
On me.
With that, Oscar stepped out from cover amid a hailstorm of enemy fire, targeting his shots to take out the tires of the bouncing wag that was running circuits around the dig. One tire blew out, and the front of the wag, armored as it was, spat sparks as JB's shot struck it, causing the driver to swerve. JB aimed just a little bit higher to where metal screens protected the windshield. The shot caused a smattering of sparks to spray across the wag's windshield, and the driver turned away automatically in flinch reaction, striking the side of the digger as its scoop arm swung back and forth like a wrecking ball. Neither vehicle came off well from the collision. The digger was knocked sidewards, and it lurched into the open grave, keeling over even as its driver leapt free. The dune buggy stout wag went into a dangerous spin, knocking down two of their own men and causing the remaining bike to make a sharp turn to avoid a collision. Jack made a run for the bigger of the two wags, only to drop back and roll as its passenger sent a flaming projectile his way. The Molotov cocktail burst, scattering a pattern of fire across the ground. Jack outran it, but collided with one of the enemy troops, and suddenly he was on the ground, whipping his Colt Python handgun up to shoot. The man before him wore the usual scarf and head covering of most of the dig crews out here, and had one milky eye showing from a slit in his rags. He had a double-barreled shotgun cocked and ready to blow Jack's head off, but his own head became a shower of bloody mist in Ryan Carter's crosshairs. Still on the ground, Jack held a hand up in a thumbs-up gesture.
Thanks, Ryan!
Ryan didn't even see Jack's grateful gesture. He was already scanning the scene with his rifle's scope, hunting for new targets. From this distance, it was hard to distinguish friend from foe, and Ryan had to be led by who was fighting whom, recognizing his own people and some of Oscar's.